To get started, Boker Tov, good morning. We're starting Parashat Vayikra. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shalom of all the Cholim, Bichlalam, Chemdam, Racham, Chad, Jan, El Mechon, Kam, Rifka, Sarah, Ban, Munir, Shalom, and Sarah, David, Ben, Achaya, Fabi, the Rabbi, Chab, the Chabir, Chab, the Ser. Yaakov ben Yitzhak, Yaron Yaakov ben Moshe, Mordechai ben Yehoshua, Yehoshua ben Yechezkel, and also Rachel bat Shlomo, Shehayom Yom Petirata, Leavdil Lerayon, Deborah bat Miriam. Okay, in Parashat Vayikra, of course we know, it talks about the Korbanot, it talks about the different sacrifices. One of the sacrifices it speaks about, one of the Korbanot, is called a Mincha offering. Now what is this Mincha offering? It's a very special, interesting Mincha, it's a special offering, and I want to go dive into the offering and discuss it. It says in the Pasuk, in the beginning of chapter 2, V'nefesh ki takriv korban mincha l'Adonai, when a soul brings a korban, a mincha offering to Hashem, solet yeh korbano, it should be made of flour. It's a flour offering. It's not an animal offering. It's a flour offering. And it's very interesting over here that the Torah, and this is the only korban, the only sacrifice that the Torah uses the word nefesh, the soul, a soul that brings. What's the meaning over here? Person. A person who brings this type of offering, made of flour, so on and so forth. Why does the Torah, with this specific offering, call it a soul? What's so important about this offering, that it's called a soul who brings this mincha offering made of flour? So I want to tell you by way of an analogy. There was an analogy that was written by a book called Mashal Tov. It's a good analogy. It's a very, very good book. And he brings the following analogy. He says there was a person in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, a very wealthy person named Eliezer. And this person, he wanted to bring a huge feast of korbanot. So he would bring hundreds and hundreds of korbanot. So there was this one day he brought hundreds of korbanot to the Beit HaMikdash to be sacrificed. And all of the Kohanim prepared and ready are so excited. Now all of the Shlamim offerings, everyone gets the benefit. The Kohanim get to eat, he gets to eat, he brings to all of his guests. So he prepares a huge feast for these hundreds and hundreds of animals of korbanot, sacrifices that are being sacrificed, that part of it get to be eaten. They bring to the Kohanim are celebrating, they're sacrificing, they're bringing all the animals. Wow, what an amazing day. It's like Yom Tov. They sacrifice all the animals, they bring all the remaining parts that are able to be eaten to the people. He has a huge feast with hundreds of guests. Everyone eats, everyone enjoys, him and his whole family. What a beautiful day. This was Eliezer. The next day, there was a poor man named Asher. And he came to the Beit HaMikdash, he didn't have much. And he came and he brought this, what the Torah is referring to as a mincha offering. He came and brought his bag of flour. And he's trying to get the attention of the Kohanim. And nobody's giving him attention. And he tries saying, I want to bring my korban, can anyone help me? And some of the younger Kohanim come and say, like, we don't even see your animal, what korban are you talking about? He says, no, I'm bringing a mincha offering, I'm bringing an offering with flour. He says, it's not such an important offering. Okay, we'll take it anyway. So they take his offering. They're like, it'll take just a minute. It's not a long process. We don't have to sacrifice, right? It's just a flower. They do the offering. And then they say, you know, Hashem is probably not so happy today. So yesterday, this man Eliezer, he brought hundreds and hundreds of korbanot. So many people enjoying feast. So Hashem yesterday was probably so excited. It was a huge day of Yom Tov for him. Today, we have one guy who brings flour as an offering. And that's it. I think Hashem's happy today. And they're talking amongst themselves. The Kohen Gadol, the older Kohen, who was the Kohen Gadol at the time, comes to them and says, let's see if Hashem was really happy yesterday and not today. He says, I can ask the Urim V'Tumim, and I can find out through divine presence if Hashem was really happy yesterday. So he asks Hashem, and actually Hashem comes to say that Hashem is extremely happy today. He says, today was a huge Yom Tov for Hashem. And yesterday, Hashem wasn't as happy. So the younger Kohanim, without so much knowledge and experience, they turn to the Kohen Gadol and they say, I don't understand. Yesterday, hundreds of sacrifices were brought to Hashem. Today, we had one flour sacrifice, but today Hashem was happier? How could that be? And the Kohen Gadol taught them and said, because you have to understand where it's coming from. Eliezer, Yes, he brought hundreds of sacrifices, but he has thousands. He's a millionaire. He's a multimillionaire. And so that hundreds of sacrifices that he brought, it was for his honor, it was for his respect, it was for him to get, you know, his prestigiousness, it was for everyone to look at him. Whereas this man that came today, Asher, he has nothing. He couldn't even bring an animal because he doesn't even have an animal. He brought part of what he has as his food for dinner. He brought a bag of flour as a sacrifice. So Hashem, when Hashem saw that someone is willing to sacrifice from their own soul, from their own what they have, Hashem said, today I'm happy. Today is what makes me happier. I think the nimshal of this story, the lesson of the story can be the following. Why does the Torah use the word nefesh over here, specifically by mincha offering? It's because, and Rashi explains, Rashi says, because when it's talking about a mincha offering, who usually is a person who brings a mincha offering, a flour offering, is a poor person. Person who doesn't have a lot of money. And so that type of person, Hashem is most happiest with. Why? Why is it called his soul? Because a person who's poor, who's bringing only what they have, it's as if they're sacrificing their own soul. And so therefore, specifically by this sacrifice, by the mincha offering sacrifice, does it say, v'nefesh ki takriv korban mincha l'Adonai, that a soul that comes and sacrifices for his mincha offering to Hashem, because he's not only sacrificing from what he has, he's sacrificing his own soul. And so that's why the Torah uses this word. And I think this sometimes we look at what people do, and we think that Hashem is so much happier by what this person does, but maybe not as much by this person does. But sometimes things don't actually appear to Hashem the way they appear to us. The way we look at things are not always the same way that Hashem looks at things. Hashem has a much deeper eye. He looks much deeper inside of things. He understands deep inside what's really going through a person's head. Right? When a person gives tzedakah, and he gives tzedakah and he receives a plaque with his name on it, versus a person gives tzedakah anonymously and no one knows. These are two completely different worlds. Both are great. But a person who gives anonymously without anyone knowing is so much higher. I think the Torah over here is trying to teach us that a lot of times we think that someone who gives extraordinary amounts, yeah, he's amazing. And he really is, rightfully so. But we devalue the person who gives even a little. We shouldn't devalue the people who give a little bit. Because the people who are giving a little bit, we don't know how much they actually have. And so that little bit, a person who has a lot and he gives 5%, 10% of what he has versus a person who has a little bit and he gives 20% of what he has, it's not even comparable. The person who's giving a little in Hashem's eyes is so much greater. And I think this is what the Torah is trying to teach us. The Torah says, "V'nefesh ki takriv korban mincha l'Adonai." It says, a soul that sacrifices to Hashem by a mincha offering. Why? Because when it comes to a person who is sacrificing from what they have and they're losing out on what they actually have personally in order to sacrifice to Hashem, to give to Hashem, it's not just an animal that he's sacrificing. It's not just flour. It's not just a physical entity. It's part of his own soul that he's sacrificing. May we all learn from the Torah's lessons over here that let's make our sacrifices to Hashem not just a physical thing on the side, but let's make it part of us. Let's make it something that we are actually partially sacrificing from our own selves and sacrificing from our own souls. And when we do this, this is when it'll be a day of Yom Tov for Hashem. Hashem will be the happiest on days where he sees that we're willing to sacrifice from our own personal self and from our own soul, where it will be considered v'nefesh ki takriv. It will be considered a soul that sacrifices to Hashem. Have a great day, everyone.